Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Acts chapter 18, verses 12 through 21. The Reverend Stephen Krenz is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Acts 18, 12 to 21. While Gallio was proconsul of Achaia, the Jews of Corinth made a united attack on Paul and brought him to the place of judgment. This man, they charge, is persuading the people to worship God in ways contrary to the law. Just as Paul was about to speak, Gallio said to them, "If you Jews were making a complaint about some misdemeanor or serious crime, it would be reasonable for me to listen to you. But since it involves questions about words, names, and your own law, settle the matter yourselves. I will not be a judge of such things." So he drove them off. Then the crowd turned on Sosthenes, the synagogue leader, and beat him in front of the proconsul, and Gallio showed no concern whatsoever. Paul stayed on in Corinth for some time, and then he left the brothers and sisters and sailed for Syria, accompanied by Priscilla and Aquila. Before he sailed, he had his hair cut off at Caesarea because of a vow he had taken. They arrived at Ephesus, where Paul left Priscilla and Aquila. He himself went into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. When they asked him to spend more time with them, he declined. But as he left, he promised, "I will come back if it is God's will." And then he set sail from Ephesus. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, prior to today's reading, the Lord said to Paul these words, "Do not be afraid, but go on speaking, and do not be silent, for I am with you, and no one will attack you to harm you, for I have many in this city who are my people." This was a promise, a direct promise that while you may be attacked, you will not be harmed, for God will protect him through many people, including an unbeliever like Gallio. The Jewish community and synagogues had a legal status in the Roman Empire called collegium licitum, which in effect gave them the right to freely practice their religion. But here's the rub. Paul, in the minds of many in the synagogues and their leaders, was peddling a message that was outside of their religious practice. He was unabashedly stating that Jesus was and is the Christ. What were these leaders to do? They had all kinds of options. They could rouse up the towns of the people to riot. They could go to their local city magistrates and get a cease and desist order of jurisdiction. These all had been tried in various places in Acts. Or they could go to the top where power resides. And they chose the latter. And so here we are with Gallio, the proconsul of Achaia, essentially the governor of southern Greece. If he would agree to their charge against Paul, it would have slowed the missionary work of Paul. His ruling likely would be followed throughout the Roman Empire. So whether Gallio knew it or not, Gallio derived his authority from God, and God would use this ruling for a higher purpose. For you see, God has this message. A living Savior, who is not against us but for us. A living Savior who is to be received and treasured. A living Savior who brings resurrection, body, soul. The God who desires all to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth will even use unbelievers like Gallio for his higher purposes. Gallio heard their charges. But before Paul could respond, Gallio made a ruling. "You're just talking about words and names, interpretations of your law. There's no misdemeanor or serious crime here." His decision of "settle this matter yourselves" had lasting implications throughout the Roman Empire. Because of this God-given protection of the civil law, Paul could continue with his second and third missionary journeys. One commentator wrote that it allowed the church 10-plus years of legal protections, protections that would end around Nero's reign. Christ is truly Lord. He really did live the life we want to live. He really did die our death. He really did rise and ascend to heaven. And he really is coming again. For that message to spread, God cultivates the soil. He will even work through unbelievers like Gallio to provide the context necessary to bring the message of Christ to bear on countless individuals, including you. Gallio doesn't come out of this text looking that great, for he allowed the crowds to turn on the synagogue ruler, certainly a dereliction of duty on his part. But God would not be stopped. He's determined to bring the Christ for you message, the Christ for you reality, into the hearts of many, many people, including you and including me. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Merlin Stefan, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.